Spiritual partnership is a partnership between equals for the purpose of spiritual growth. Spiritual partners talk about all the things that friends do and co-workers do. They talk about what happens at work. They talk about how to become more helpful in the world. They talk about the challenges of being a parent. They talk about sports. They talk about their investments. They talk about retirement. They talk about going to college and their classmates. But, in addition to that, spiritual partners have another dimension to their interactions. They know that they are souls, and that they know that they are together in order to grow spiritually. So, when they recognize in themselves or in one of the other spiritual partners that they're with, a frightened part of the personality active, for example, someone may be speaking in a harsh or disrespectful way, or someone may be trying to please another person, or someone may be speaking in a way that's superior and entitled. They'll remind their spiritual partner in an appropriate way. They might say, "What was your intention for saying that? Do you think that was coming from love or coming from fear?" It is, however they approach one another, however they support one another, their conversations go far beyond the conversations of friends. When friends see one another in frightened parts of the personality, they will address the needs of the frightened part of the personality. For example, pardon me, if someone gets laid off at work, they'll say, "Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I got laid off too once, and I know how much that hurts." Or, "That's really frightening, isn't it?" Or, "Don't worry, you're a great guy, and there's jobs just waiting for you." But spiritual partners don't address the frightened parts of a personality or its concerns. They address the awareness of the spiritual partner. They help the spiritual partner to see for himself or herself if a frightened part of her personality or his personality is active, so that he can experience it, so that he can apply his emotional awareness, so that he can make responsible choices.
So in other words, so I've lost my job, and I'm saying to you, I don't know how I'm ever going to find another job like that. It was the perfect job. And, you know, the people that laid me off, it's all their fault. I mean, I should not have been laid off. I'm a really good worker. It should never have happened, and I just feel like I'm never going to find another job. What would you say to me if I said that to you? And I know that, you know, I'm interested in spiritual growth, but you also know that I'm... also know that I'm in a frightened part of my personality.
Well, I would say, where are you feeling then? Are you feeling anything in your chest area? Feeling anything in your throat area? Are you feeling anything in your solar plexus area? In other words, without addressing the thoughts of the frightened part of the personality, thoughts are, "It wasn't my fault, I shouldn't have been laid off, more competent than most of the people who are still there." Instead, the spiritual partner is looking directly into the consciousness of the person who got laid off, striving in an appropriate way to bring that person's attention to whether a frightened part of the personality or loving part of the personality is active. And if it's a frightened part of the personality, both of them know that only the one who has that part of the personality active can challenge it.
But what if those things are true? What if they're true? I did get laid off, and the people who laid me off were really, they're jerks. They shouldn't have laid me off. I'm really better than the other people. What if I kept saying that? What would you say to me?
The only thing that we know for sure is that you got laid off. The rest of it are the perceptions that you have. Do you think those perceptions come from love, or do you think those perceptions come from fear? When you're coming from love, do you think of people as jerks? think of the world as unjust? Do you think of yourself as unfairly treated? So the question is, what are you going to do? You got laid off. You don't have a job at this place anymore. What is important in the moment is your emotional reaction. It comes from fear. That's not going to help you get another job. It's going to contract you. It's going to limit your creativity. It's going to diminish your ability to consult your intuition. So a spiritual partner will look at this event just as a spiritual partner will help you to look at every event in your life as an opportunity. Opportunity to grow spiritually. An opportunity to look inside yourself and see if fear is present or if love is present. If fear is present, you feel painful physical sensations in your energy processing centers, thinking critical or judgmental thoughts, because you feel that the only way that you can ever feel better again is to change the world, get your job back or get another job, then you know that a frightened part of your personality is active.
Except one thing that's so important about spiritual partnership is that often when I have a really strong frightened part active and I don't see it for as a frightened part of my personality, what I think is that what I'm thinking is true. And I don't even feel the pain because I'm so busy making judgments about other people that I don't even see that it's true. So what can happen is my spiritual partner or partners can help me to see what I'm not seeing in the moment because it's so familiar to me. That's why I'm really glad that this last class is on spiritual partnership. And it's not just about a couple dynamic. It's not just married couples or boyfriend and girlfriend. This is a dynamic. This is a relationship that you can have with anyone who's growing spiritually. Anyone, we've told you a little bit, I think, about our granddaughters. We have a spiritual partnership with them. And it's really great because when they see things about us that we're not noticing, they'll say something and we do the same for them. And spiritual partners also support each other when loving parts of the personality are active. They support each other in seeing, wow, that's so great the way you said that. It's so beautiful. It really is so loving. And I just love it when you speak like that. And they also co-create with each other in ways that you cannot co-create if both of you are in frightened parts of your personality, or even if just one person is. The co-creations that can happen with when you're both in loving parts of your personality and you are in spiritual partnership with each other are really remarkable and amazing. And so that's why we want to talk about that here, because creating authentic power all by yourself is a wonderful thing, and you can do it. But it's so much more helpful when you have other people in your life that want to grow spiritually too and want to support you, and you want to support them.
Right. And there's one thing, a good starting point for creating a spiritual partnership, and that is to be interested in the other person. You really have to care about the other person. If you don't really care enough about the other person to want a relationship of substance and depth, then you're not going to create a spiritual partnership. But creating a spiritual partnership isn't something you do by rote or by formula. It isn't something that you try to sell someone. It is the natural outgrowth of a natural connection, a connection that you can cultivate in yourself. So when you're speaking with someone, start with where they are. Listen to where they are and what they're saying. And that doesn't mean that you try to assuage, to make feel better in terms of a frightened part of a personality or the painful physical sensations of a frightened part of the personality, but that you listen to where that person is. You listen to what the concerns are. And then as you begin to discuss with him or with her, you can move into more significant interactions, interactions that satisfy your integrity. What is it, if you really care about this person, that you want to say to this person? What could be most helpful? If you see this person is in pain, you know how this person can use that pain to grow beyond the control of the frightened part of his personality or her personality? How can you express that? How can you explain it? We were having that conversation just today. Today, Linda and I are in New York, and we were talking with an old friend and a spiritual partner. And I was saying, well, we don't have as many spiritual partners as we'd like to have here. I thought, that's strange, because there's 12 million people in New York. Mm-hmm. So let's look into this a little more.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you're doing? Where do you feel you're connecting with people? He said, well, I'm connecting with people, excuse me again, I'm connecting with people, among other places, in a meeting of entrepreneurs. Our friend is an entrepreneur, and he has his own company. And so he's been invited into a group of entrepreneurs, which are people who have their own companies as well and are of a certain size. He said, what happens is when I start to talk with them, I start to speak. I create authentic power the best that I can. And they notice that. They notice something in me. And when they do, they start relating to me as interest. They stop talking about strategy and cost-effective analysis. They start opening up to me. And when they do, our friend discovered that that's when frightened parts of his personality become active. That's when he thinks, oh my gosh, what am I going to do now? He's this fellow's really opening up to me, and I'm supposed to be one of the company owners. There was a role that he thought he had to live up to. If he just spoke from his heart, he wouldn't be living up to that role, and it was frightening to him. Because he wasn't speaking with his integrity, because he thought that it was a business meeting, because he thought that people wouldn't be interested, he deprived the people he was with benefit of what he could share with them about the existence of frightened parts of a personality and loving parts of a personality within the same person, about how to become aware of when love is present and when fear is present, about the consequences of acting when fear is present and the consequences of acting when love is present, and then choosing between the two, which means choosing the experiences that you're going to create in your life. All of that he could not share because he became frightened in the moment that he wouldn't be speaking like the CEO of a company. He talked about that. He realized that those were the very people who are his potential spiritual partners, the ones who, the unfolding of a business meeting, begin to look to him and to notice something different about how he replies and where his awareness is, begin to ask him questions and begin to tell him things about themselves that they wouldn't usually speak of. Now, all of this happens because our friend, creating authentic power, our friend is interested in these other people, and it's only when they become interested in him, frightened parts of his personality become active. Looking at that now. And he's looking at that now because he was speaking to Linda and to me. And we were spiritual partners to him. And we were able to support him. I hope we were, anyway. If we felt that it had been out of place for us to take such an interest in him, listen to his experiences at the meeting, interaction wouldn't have gone in the direction that it went. It would have stayed superficial. It would have stayed safe. How are you doing? How's the business? How's your health? Instead, we started talking about things that were really interesting.
You know, I was thinking about not just our experience with our friend today, but I was thinking about how many people on the call may think, well, I don't have spiritual partners in my life, and I'm not sure how I could do that. I'm interested in my spiritual growth, but I'm not sure how I could create that because I don't know anybody who's interested in being a spiritual partner, and I wouldn't know how to go about that. And one thing that I can say that has been very helpful to many people that have been creating authentic power, and that is that when you have people in your life that are important to you, that you really would like to have a deeper connection with, you can ask them to support you. Tell them that you are experimenting with really looking at yourself and growing yourself, and you want to to be aware of parts of your personality that may come up that are based in fear. And you also want to become more aware of the parts of your personality that are based in love. And you would love their support in that. You love them to support you in that. Now, this is someone that, you know, you feel is interested and that you'd like to have a deeper relationship. It's a good way to start, to begin the process. Begin to do that and see what happens. You can just do a little experiment. Say, this is something that I'm trying to do for myself. Could you help me? Could you help me to notice things that I may not be noticing? Because I want to know those things. Now, of course, if you say that you want to do that, you have to be okay with what they say. If you have a reaction to what they say, you have to be willing to feel that, notice that a frightened part has come up, and just be grateful that they are speaking to you and that they're willing to say something that you asked them to do. But you can do that little experiment with someone that you feel already feel some closeness to, that you think would be open, and see what happens. Because it begins with sometimes the smallest thing. For me, I'm always curious, and I want to talk to people about deep things. I can't imagine not doing that. I really love that. I'm curious about people. I'm also curious definitely about learning about myself, so I want people to support me when they see things. I love it when people are my spiritual partner. I really love that. And I also encourage you to begin to practice that and see what happens. Do some experiments. We'll talk more about that later, but that is a really good way for you to begin to see if someone would be interested or not.
This can happen in surprising ways. I travel a lot with Linda, and so often we're sitting in airplane seats next to each other or with an empty seat between us. And almost every trip, just because of Linda's curiosity and interest in other people, she usually winds up not too long after takeoff looking at talking to the person next to her or the person across the aisle from her. And before long, they're not talking about authentic power. They're not talking about spiritual partnership. They're talking about things that are important in that person's life because Linda is interested in it. But by the time we land, they're talking often about authentic power. They're talking about the seat of the soul. They're talking about spiritual partnership. It happens naturally that way. And in many cases, Linda, that I've seen Linda involved in, the nascent spiritual partnership has already evolved in the course of a couple of hours. By the time we leave the airplane and they do, they often want to exchange cards. They want to keep in touch. And she tells them about what we're doing and how we can support them.